I'm Perry.
I'm Tessa. We're 8th graders at Casey Middle School. We're going to tell you about a story that started 2 years ago.
And to create the proper atmosphere, here's the music from the Casey Band.
Two, one, two, three, go!
It's a story about whether the ghost of Casey came with us while the old Casey was being rebuilt.
If there even is a ghost, let's start 2 years ago with another middle school student, a boy named Joe.
I feel the ghost of Casey is a myth and does not exist.
But as a journalist, what do you think of the ghost of Casey?
There's a ghost of Casey?
Yeah, the one right behind you.
Really?
That's sketch.
Have you ever heard of the ghost of Casey?
No.
Never.
But we have heard of the ghost of Casey.
It's just kind of hard to think of someone being a ghost after their day. Like, for me, still, it's kind of weird to think that, like, after you die, you maybe become a ghost. Or whatever, and just stay.
When I was a little kid, I used to talk to a ghost in my room. Apparently there was a ghost, and I used to talk to it about life and stuff. And I always picture them really friendly because she was my friend.
Like, when you feel, like, that cold spot or whatever, that makes me think that there is something there. But then I don't think they're ever doing anything. They're just kind of there. But then at the same time,
most middle school students picture ghosts as scary creatures trying to eat your brains.
2 years ago, Joe didn't know anything about the ghosts. He just knew there was a myth that said they were here.
I am Joe Everly for the Casey Prop Print. There have been unconfirmed reports that the ghost of Casey has moved with the school to their new location. I am here to confirm that. I found a trap door going underground and am now nearing an abandoned classroom. There's a white figure coming. A white figure. He's chasing me. Get
out. Wow. No, he made that up, right?
There's another one. They multiplied. I'm cornered.
I find this hilarious. I think I'd find it hilarious if someone did that to me.
I am documenting this in case I don't make it. In hopes that someone can find the evidence.
I'm not scared at all. I think it's funny. It's definitely cheesy.
I found the exit. This is Joe Everly Report from the cafeteria. Oh, good night.
I know Joe because we used to hang out, like, when we were in journalism together, and that seems like a typical Joe thing, you know, to prank people. If you really listen closely and you know Joe, you know it's not real. It's just kind of funny. But then he got an interview with one of the janitors.
I've never met the janitor before, but what I have heard is that the janitor is alone at the building at times of night that she's the only person there. All the lights are off except for one where she is working, and she will feel a presence, and that's why I'm going to interview her. The janitor's name is Grace. Do you believe in the ghost of Casey?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever seen the ghost of Casey?
Not really, just felt him.
What does that feel like?
It's different. It's a different kind of thing. It makes your hair, your hair on your arms stand up.
The janitor, Grace, first told Joe about her goosebumps and her feeling that there might be ghosts. Joe said he didn't really agree with her.
No, just kind of, that didn't really mean anything for me. I mean, I've been electrocuted a few too many times, and that's just kind of a feeling I get then, too. You know, hair stands up, you get a little tingle down your spine, so I was like, I don't know, it might be a short and a power cord, and that's what happens or something. So, just kind of shrugged that off.
Joe did try to get some evidence about the ghosts, but the problem is he tried to get it during the regular day.
We are walking down a very noisy hallway. There are some people walking backwards, running, skipping.
Normally, if you have this many people in a building, there's always going to be, like, lots of movement and sound and stuff, but especially, I think, with kids, just because we're just that much louder and that much, we have that much more energy and stuff.
Walking down the hallway.
And, like, in passing period, there's locker slamming and people always like talking and walking.
Going to the orchestra room.
And then like there's bands playing and orchestras and just there's always people making noise. In his investigation of ghosts, Joe stopped by the orchestra room and heard something that was practically totally the opposite of ghosts. Middle school students learning how to play the violin. They start the piece and it's not very good just because they're all connecting with each other. But then once they do, it gets better as like they connect and they all realize where they are.
I think middle school is like the next step into your life, like the next step into future. It's like elementary school, and then it's middle school, and then it's high school, and it's college. But like middle school is the time you go from like being a little kid to being more mature to being like really mature to an adult. And like it's like, it's not like the last bits of your freedom, but it's the last couple of bits before you have to become mature.
There's lots of life, obviously, during the school hours, but then, like, after school, there's still, like, activities and stuff to do, but a lot, the majority of the kids leave, so it's, like, it's slowly getting quieter and slowing down. And then, at one point, it's just the teachers in the building, and then it's just the janitors. That music is coming from a janitor's boombox that he's playing late at night.
That may sound like a ghost, but it's really the vacuum cleaner.
Even vacuum cleaners sound spooky at night. I think the janitors have a really hard job. Most adults think school custodians are invisible. The teachers all know them. Some of the kids know them. I know I didn't know any of them in sixth grade, but after you've been here a while, you meet them at one point or another, so then you need another name. They're all really friendly. They just kind of keep to themselves, though, just because I think it's more of, like, not to disrupt anybody or distract anybody. So they're all really quiet. But if you get talking to them, they're really nice. We know them during the day, but we don't know what they have to do during the night. They have to be in this building at night all alone when it's really quiet. I think it would be so scary.
If me and Tessa had to be janitors, if we like were in the same building, I think I would be by like your side so close that like I couldn't be alone in a hallway in a school.
We'd get nothing done. We'd be right next to each other, like sweeping up the opposite sides of the hallway, like right next to each other. Oh. When it's late at night, that's when some of the janitors say that the ghosts come out. Not all janitors believe in ghosts, but a lot of them do. Darcy believes they come out.
The energy of the building leaves with the kids, and it's right about now is when things will start getting calm and you'll start to notice.
Joe got to notice this himself last year when he spent the whole night at Casey looking for the ghost. Joe stayed there with our journalism teacher, Lee Lazar.
I believe other people believe in ghosts.
Joe's friends, Galen and Dylan, were there too. They're geeks like Joe. They all like to take apart computers and like rebuild them. Like, so their opinion on ghosts immediately was that they didn't believe in it. But when they all arrived at the empty school where they would spend the night, they got more curious, including Dylan.
It's sort of interesting to walk around here at night, so I'm intrigued to see what happens.
They met Kaylot, the ghost hunter.
Everything I'm saying is my opinion, because I can't prove to you that there is a ghost standing there.
Kaylot is part of a group called Spooks and Souls. If someone believes there's a ghost in a building, Spooks and Souls will go and check it out. Kay came as a volunteer to help guide everyone in looking for the ghost or Casey.
You know, who knows why they stay where they stay. But for the most part, they either have unfinished business, there's something they feel they need to do, or they have a real attraction to either a person or the place. So they decide, okay, this is where we're going to hang out.
She told everyone that they don't have to believe in ghosts.
My own feeling is, if I speak of a ghost, that's somebody that is locked here on Earth and has never gone on. If I speak of a spirit, I believe they have gone on, but can come back, visit, help you, do whatever you may need help with. And they can go on both sides.
Kay came to Casey close to 9 o'clock at night, and as soon as she walked in, she said the hair on the back of her neck was standing up, which meant she was being watched by a ghost.
The energy I felt as I came through the door was definitely an energy.
The other night janitor, Grace, said she often felt a ghost in exactly the same location.
I felt it right over there where the exit is at. I felt this really...
Even though Kay was talking to Grace about ghosts, she stayed really grounded. She even said that maybe the energy she and Grace felt there in the school wasn't even a ghost at all.
I mean, everybody puts off energy. So, you know, whether we've got some residual energy from people of the past or kids of the present.
They all talked this way for a while, but then Joe, Dylan, and Galen said it was time to go explore. They started out by checking their watches.
It's 9:10.
9:10. My watch is on military time. It's waiting for something to happen.
They were heading for the auditorium. Our journalism teacher, Lee Lazar, talked with Kay.
In movies, a lot of times, the ghosts are in the auditoriums and the music halls.
Well, it's because that's where there's a lot of energy, and they need our energy to make themselves stronger. So they need to pull your energy, my energy, in order to, in fact, for one to really let you know he's there, it takes a lot of energy for them to, you know, even move, well, to move something takes a lot of energy. But to manifest so that you really know they're there, it takes a lot of energy.
So that means they want you to know they're there? Well, if they don't want you to know they're there, that's very easy for them to do?
Right.
Joe, who didn't believe in ghosts, started to feel creepy in the auditorium.
Okay, so I think it was yesterday. Me and Kiet were taking pictures for multimedia production, and we came back here. And it was just us two, and nobody had been back here for a while, and all the doors were locked, but we came in through that back way. And the fluorescent lights up above where we're standing were swinging back and forth very dramatically.
Joe's friend Galen had an explanation.
That happens all the time. It's the air conditioning. I'm in band. We look up and the light's swinging. It just happens.
Joe was very matter-of-fact about Galen's explanation. He just said the mystery was solved.
It's solved.
This led our journalism teacher, Miss Lazar, to ask Joe a question.
Do you believe in ghosts, Joe?
Not yet.
Galen had solved the mystery of the swinging lights in the auditorium. But that doesn't mean he couldn't be scared himself. And the place that scared him a lot was the sixth grade hallway.
I just don't go down it. It goes down to the locker rooms at the end. You can't see the end. But this part's dark and that part's light. And then it's dark again.
And it turns out the janitor, Darcy, felt the hallway was creepy too. Late at night, she said, she had seen a ghost there in the hallway.
I thought it was a kid. Like, hiding behind the locker banks, and because I watched her walk just straight across the hall. It was a girl in a blue sweater. That's all I, because it was so fast, and I was angry. I was like, what are you doing at the school at 10:30? It was nothing. And I don't know if you've talked to Grace, probably, but sometimes we sit over in the custodial office at night when we take our last break, and you can hear people walking down the hall. Just listen for keys and footsteps. I kid you not.
Just thinking about it, I'm so scared it made me... If I was, like, there, like, in that room, like, listening to people walking down the hallways, I think I might start crying. I'm that scared.
Definitely would start crying. I'd be crying, like...
They're really brave to be able to stay here, like, till, like, midnight, cleaning this building, knowing that there's something in here, but you don't know where and when it's watching you.
Just, I don't get how they keep it together. Like, they're not...
Like, freaking out. Yeah. Like, if, like, I saw Ed doing the vacuum cleaning, I would have been marching around with, like, a bat, like, getting ready to swing at anything that comes near me.
No, like, they all It's not like the janitors are weird people, like where they seem like there's something wrong with them. They're like, they all seem completely normal. Whereas, like, if it was me, I would just be a total mess. Like, that'd be a nut job. But Kaylot, the ghost hunter, told everyone that she's not afraid of ghosts. There in the hallway, she said in her mind's eye, she was getting an impression about the same ghost the night custodian Darcy had seen.
Do you feel like you get goosebumps?
Yeah.
On top of your goosebumps?
All the hair on the back of my neck. And it's not just that. It's this gut-wrenching. I don't know how to explain it. I just know.
It's an intuitive.
It is.
Darcy said she was even more sure about ghosts at the end of the hallway. That's where the stairs go down to the boys' locker room.
I left the gate open downstairs and a gym door open, but I'm absolutely serious and heartfelt when I ask you this. Please don't go in there until after I leave.
For your own safety?
It's not a safety thing, but it's, look, I'm getting icky. Okay. It's a comfort thing.
Okay.
The night janitor said her main concern was that Joe and his friends had never been in this area at night before, and that might bother the ghosts. She said they might get crankier or prankier. After hearing about the ghosts from Darcy, maybe you would have stayed away from the sixth grade hallway the rest of the night. But close to midnight that night, after the janitors had left and locked the doors, guess what the first thing Joe, Kayla, and everyone else did? They went to explore the boys' locker room. And the rest of the school that night, they had been all alone, but all of the lights had been on. But as they went into the small gym, they couldn't find the light switch. And that meant it was pitch dark, which made it even more creepy.
This was also a gym where the whole floor was covered with squishy, tumbling mats. Those mattresses muffled each footstep and threw off their balance.
Mostly the ghost hunter, Kay, stayed calm. But in one spot in the smaller gym, yeah, she said it was getting hard to breathe.
It's not like it's a scary feeling. It's like I'm drowning in there. Like, okay. I just can't breathe in there.
Still, everyone wanted to check out the gym, adding to the darkness and the oppressive feelings. Dylan and Miss Lazar both said that they could almost hear someone playing basketball in the other gym.
Yeah, I can hear that too. Do you hear it that way, Dylan?
And that's when, out of nowhere, they all heard a basketball drop.
Of course, somebody threw that, right?
There aren't any balls on the ground. There are a bunch stuck on the up and so.
The boys explained that the gyms have exposed rafters. Sometimes in the gym, when you like throw like something really high, like a ball, like sometimes it gets stuck like at the top in the rafters. Like they don't come down, but like at random times when you don't expect it, they might just fall.
There's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Really stuck up in the ceiling.
Why are balls in the ceiling?
Because people throw them.
They get stuck in the rafters.
They get stuck in the
take out the picture.
Little pipes. They get stuck between the pipes.
Yeah. It's really not too surprising because it happens pretty commonly, I think.
Like there, I know for the whole year we were there. There's this one soccer ball stuck in the rafter that never came down. Couldn't remember, we'd be like warming up or whatever in gym, and then it was up there every single day. I never saw one drop.
I never saw one drop.
Why it happened to happen just then, no one could really explain.
They were looking at a flash picture that they had taken just as the basketball dropped when everyone heard a muffled boom.
Yeah, I saw another orb up.
Whoa.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
I heard that. Probably just a boiler.
Joe said that booming sound came from the giant water heater.
No, but I don't hear it from the boiler room. I hear it from over there. That's wild.
And that's not the only strange thing that happened. At 3 a.m., they all took a break by visiting the teacher's lounge. A 5-foot-high pile of empty cardboard boxes had been tossed in the corner of the lounge. Some of the boxes were right side up, some were upside down. The lights were on, and the only people were Joe, Galen, Dylan, and our journalism teacher, Miss Lazar, talking with the ghost hunter, Kaylot. Suddenly, the pile of boxes silently shifted. A lot of the boxes collapsed together and settled closer to the ground.
Something move over there?
There's definitely a sound from over there.
This box. That's what I thought. That box shifted.
I
Have fun tonight, boys.
This got our journalism teacher, Miss Lazar, to ask Kay Lott if her goosebumps were prickling.
Do you feel anything in this room now?
No. But I saw and heard that box move over there.
Everyone saw those boxes move. That led our journalism teacher, Miss Lazar, to ask Galen and the other boys this question.
Galen, do you believe in ghosts?
More than I did at the beginning of the night.
Has something happened to change
you? Mainly just other people talking about their experiences. I don't know, I'm kind of a skittish person anyway, so...
What was the creepiest thing that's happened so far?
The basketball.
Do you think that was a ghost?
No. But it was unnerving.
Why? Why was it creepy if it wasn't a ghost?
Well, because it was quiet until that. And then Dylan was saying he could hear basketballs in the other gym.
Out of, like, Galen, Joe, and Dylan, like, at the beginning they didn't believe in ghosts, but, like, in the end, Dylan did.
I've decided that they're probably real. Being here for a night and just seeing what it was like sort of changed my mind, and like seeing Kay, and like she like really honestly believed in it, and like she had a lot that she knew.
The boxes that fell at 3 a.m. got Joe's attention.
Yeah, that was a major shift in the boxes too. Like they all just kind of fell in on each other.
Joe said getting goosebumps the way Darcy and Grace and Kay do doesn't mean that you're necessarily seeing a ghost.
Well, I've still been electrocuted a few too many times. I still think she may have electrocuted her a few times, possibly. Not everything that's out of place always has an outstanding source or reason for that. But now, I wouldn't completely deny the fact that there could or would have been times where there was something that we can't explain without going paranormal.
I think the ghosts are here for unfinished business. Kayla, the ghost hunter, said just treat them like people because they were once. I believe in ghosts. Tessa, I don't think, is convinced.
I kind of believe both ways. I don't know.
We're in a totally new building at Casey now. Well, there's still, like, the old library entrance that's still here, so it's almost a new building. And I think this affects the ghosts. They may or may not be happy with the new building, and so that's why they're here, to either admire it or have to, like, suck it up and get used to it.
I now kind of understand why a ghost may want to hang out in a middle school. I would say that I understand why they're here, and that I believe that they're not doing anything bad. They're just here because they find it interesting, and middle school is like kind of such a unique place. There's just lots of life.
There's life, all right, in the daytime. There's afterlife in the nighttime. Daytime, there's life. After dark, there's afterlife. Oh, yeah! I made a pun.
For Casey Middle School and for KGNU, I'm Tessa.
I'm Perry.